have a headache and I can't sleep. It's like behind my right eye. And so on the pain scale, I'd say it's like 4 to 5. But it's like constant. So it's hard to fall asleep. And unfortunately, I ran out of my painkillers 2 days ago. So I don't have anything to take. I just have to sleep it off. But I've got to fall asleep first. I'll get there eventually. It's just so uncomfortable. So I figured I'd just, I don't know, start recording on my phone. I was trying to listen to some podcasts, but I just wasn't feeling it. And I tried listening to some, like, thunderstorm sounds and wasn't feeling that either. Excuse me. So I thought, fuck it, I'm going to lay here with my eyes closed and I'm just going to ramble until I am too tired to do so. And then I'm pretty sure I'll fall asleep after that. So, yeah. I got some blackout curtains up in my room today. At one point I thought my drill was broken. But I had like the safety thing on. But aside from that little hiccup, it was pretty straightforward. It was just kind of awkward because it was a really long pole and trying to make sure it was straight was a little bit hard, but hey ho. No one really sees my bedroom, so yeah. But yeah, I got some blackout curtains up. Excuse me. And yeah, they're actually really nice. they do exactly what they say on the tin. My room is wonderfully dark. My blinds weren't terrible, but you know, there's just way too much light still being, you know, let in by the blinds. They're just like cheap apartment complex blinds, you know. So yeah, I don't know why it took me so long to get any sort of curtain, not really, but specifically blackout ones. But I've done it now and I'm happy. They're a nice burgundy color. I'd say it's just more of a deep red. I think burgundy doesn't have like splashes of purple to it. I don't think this has like any purple in it. Yeah, it's like a deep scarlet. It's quite nice. I like it anyway. I was tempted to get black because I usually just buy everything in black. But I saw the red and I was like, hey, you know, add a pop of color. Nothing too bright though. I like it. It's nice. My bed is like directly underneath my window, so thankfully I picked the length short enough so it's not like hitting me on my head as I sleep. Although now I do want to get like a headboard for my bed because I don't have one. I'm yawning so much because I am so tired. It's just this annoying pain. So yeah, that's the curtains off of my to-do list. And I have some other ones that I need to do, some little like DIY things around my house. The chain broke on the handle of my toilet, so I got a replacement. I need to like figure out how to swap it and all. What else do I need to do? Oh, I want to put a... I want to throw out some old furniture, but I don't know if I can throw it in my complex's dumpster or not, so I need to figure that out. I have a shelf I want to get up on a wall as well, but for some reason there was no hardware included, so I need to like take a piece of the shelf with me to the hardware store so I can figure out what size screws to get. So that's kind of annoying because, you know, at the moment I do all of my shopping online for obvious reasons. You know, I don't really want to be around other human beings right now. Safer to just order things for delivery. So that sucks that I end up, you know, now I have to go to a physical store. But no harm. So I need to do that at some point. I actually have another shelf which doesn't have any hardware as well. I don't know if it's like a case of it just didn't, like these shelves don't arrive with it, or they don't come with it, or I lost it. I don't know. But I need to do that. And I have a tiny little patio back of my house. And we've had some, like, there's been like some rain recently. So the the weeds are like overgrowing on my patio. Which my dog really likes. You know. My dog enjoys frolicking in this little patch of like, I don't know, just straight up weeds. So he enjoys it at least. I don't know. I should probably trim it all back or figure out what I want to do. It's like a very small patch of muddy dirt. So I don't know. Maybe I'll get some like nice stones or gravel or, you know, something like that to kind of put down on. Get some weed killer. Figure that out. I'm so bad with gardening though. I do not have a green thumb at all. I wish I had like an expert friend who I could just like whisk in and just be like, you know, bribe them with delicious food and tea. And just be like, please, please impart your knowledge upon to me. Yeah, if I could afford it, I would definitely hire a gardener or something, just someone knowledgeable to help maybe start off that little patch of dirt in a good way. I don't know. But that is at the bottom of my to-do list at the moment. And there's probably dozens of other things. My chest of drawers, one of the drawers is broken. But I just have no idea how to fix it. Attempt to just get duct tape and hope for the best. Ugh. I'm the worst. I need to just make like a huge giant list of everything I need to do. And yeah, when the pandemic's over or whatever, invite a bunch of my handiest friends around for the weekend I don't know, host like a, you know, like a DIY handy person fucking weekend pizza and barbecue and, you know, putting shelves up for me, fixing my toilet and, you know, moving heavy furniture. I don't know. Sometimes I hate having such a long to-do list. Because it's definitely, you know, I'm sure this happens with everyone, but it's definitely been a case of, oh, I take one thing off my to-do list, you know, like this curtain thing. And I just know that tomorrow something's going to break or something's going to happen. And that's going to require me to add it to my list. The AC stopped working in my car recently, so that's another thing on my to-do list. And that's pretty much at the top as well, because it's ridiculously hot where I live at times, so it can get a bit unbearable if the AC's not working. I feel like life is just one giant to-do list. Oh dear. I knocked another thing out today. I got my food shopping, my groceries ordered online for delivery tomorrow. Because again, at the moment, I'm just trying to avoid, you know, if I can do it online for delivery, why not? You know, it doesn't cost me an insane amount more. So I would rather just avoid, you know, public spaces for the time being, at least. But yeah, so I'm going to have some nice meals this week. I've planned a few yummy ones. There's a, like a cheesy, garlicky, bacon and leek pasta that I do that's lovely, lovely. Very cheesy, absolutely delicious. Super quick and easy to make as well. And I really want to do a really small roast beef dinner. Maybe this weekend. Some roasted potatoes and carrots and Yorkies and gravy. Yum, yum, yum. That I'm really looking forward to. I also got some salmon, so I can have some salmon and basil pesto pasta. That's one of my favorite comfort meals, one of my go-to dishes. Because you can, you know, start and finish it within like 15 minutes. You know, if you, you know, have like a jar of pesto or, you know, like a pot of pesto or something. Just, you know, cook your pasta and season and pan fry your salmon and, yeah, get your pesto, mix all together. Delicious. Especially when the skin of the salmon's nice and crispy. Yum. I'm definitely looking forward to that this week. What else did I plan? I'm getting some like ground pork, some like pork mince, to make some homemade sausage rolls, which is like sausage meat in puff pastry, essentially. So I like doing that every now and again. I use the ground pork and I season it with like a nice like sage mixture, and it's quite nice. Make some sausage rolls. Yum, 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 yum. I'm making myself hungry now. Whoops. I hope I'm not making anyone else hungry either. I think that was it for my plans, food-wise. Oh, I picked up some stuff to make a jambalaya. I do love jambalaya. The store near me sells this really nice Cajun andouille sausage. It's like, oh, so, so good. So I'm gonna make some jambalaya. I think that's it. I think that's the groceries I've ordered, at least for this week. At least dinner-wise, anyway. I have some sandwiches for lunches. I've got some nice Kerrygold cheddar that I enjoy having in my sandwiches. I've got a really nice whole wheat loaf. It's quite nutty. I really enjoy it. Nice with a bit of sandwich meat and some good old cheddar on top. And anything else in my fridge? A bit of romaine lettuce or arugula or something. My sandwiches are pretty plain. I never really know what to do on sandwiches. People have so many toppings. But I don't know, some of them I'm just not a huge fan of. Like some people put banana peppers, for example, in their sandwiches. It's just too strong for me. It's too acidic. I don't know. I like my sandwiches plain. Oh, I'm so boring. You know, especially if it's got a good cheese on it. You know, if you've got a really nice quality cheese, I really don't want anything to muddle that flavor. I'm such a cheese fanatic, me. there was a really good video I watched on YouTube yesterday, actually, 45 minutes long, all about cheese. It was super interesting. I think the channel was Epic Curious. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, it was 45 minutes of someone teaching you how to cut all different types of cheeses, given, you know, a brief little history about the cheeses, how they're made, and then, you know, what to serve them with, like, you know, crackers or grapes or figs or stuff like that. It was very interesting. Seeing such a huge like range from like Parmesan Reggiano to mascarpone. So yeah. Now I want cheese. Maybe I'll do myself some, I don't know, grilled cheese or something in the morning. Well, not first thing. Maybe like a cheeky grilled cheese sandwich for lunch. Ooh, I could throw some like shaved ham in there or something. That would be nice. I've really made myself hungry now. That's not good. Because I really need to sleep. My headache is starting to go, which is quite nice. I think laying on that side of my face is helping. Like I said, it was on the right hand side of my face, so. Yeah. I've been wanting to continue some of my cross stitch projects lately as well. I'm quite behind on a few things I wanted to do, and Christmas, oh my goodness, like, you know, we're coming up to the end of August now. Christmas isn't too far away when, you know, you like to hand make your gifts. you know, because I'm broke. So yeah, I better start. I better start planning what I want to do. Not necessarily cross stitch, you know. Maybe I'll make something. Needle felting or baking or something. I don't know. Last year's Christmas was super weird. I think it was for everyone. It was very quiet and yeah. So I don't know. I think this year's probably going to be the same, I guess. I don't know. But last year I was really disorganized and didn't get gifts out to people I wanted to in time, and made me feel super crappy. So I want to make sure that, you know, I keep on top of things this year. Because I don't want to make anything too complex, but I enjoy making just a little cute something. I enjoy doing baked goods and stuff like that a lot. You know, and then people can just num num num, enjoy a little Christmas treat. But I'm not going to list off the stuff I usually make, because I'll end up just making myself more hungry. So maybe I'll save that for another rambling pillow talk audio, you know. I could definitely talk about food all day long, though. I'm not a chef, I'm not a baker or anything, I'm just a, I'm someone who enjoys eating, what can I say? I don't know. Food makes us happy. Food makes everyone happy, you know, everyone has a favourite dish. So, try to enjoy life's pleasures when I can. I mean, the food, hell yeah. I mean, you know, I'm lucky enough that I'm, you know, I'm able to order salmon once a week or something, you know. I didn't used to be able to, so. Yeah. I'm not quite at the level. I'm still very broke, but I'm not quite at the level of doing, like, fancy cheeses just yet, though. I definitely want to try some interesting ones that I saw in that video at some point. But I think I'd have to go to like a super fancy, you know, cheese shop, like a deli or something. And yeah, I'll probably end up spending way too much money because I'll want to do like a, you know, little cheese board or something, because I've never done one of those before. It would be nice to do one of those. Try all these different cheeses. I hope I've not made an environment of like tension or anxiety with my to-do list ramblings. I definitely give myself a lot to do all the time. But I don't know. Itchy nose. I like trying to stay busy sometimes. I think sometimes it's good to have a to-do list planned out. Even if you don't necessarily, you know, do anything on that to-do list, sometimes it's still good to just, you know, take stock of things around you and not let things that, you know, pass you by. Like, I don't know, trying fried halloumi or something. I've never tried fried halloumi. It's a cheese, by the way. I don't want to let that pass me by anymore. I need to find halloumi and I need to fry it. Yeah. Maybe this week I'll Google where there's a fancy dancy cheesemongers near me. I don't know if there's any here, actually. I don't know if cheesemongers is a term used where I am right now. It is in England, at least, you know. Cheesemonger. Well, it's not a very pleasant word, though, is it? Monger. You don't get meatmongers, though, do you? Fishmonger. Oh, I suppose you do get a fishmonger. I don't know. What a bizarre word, monger. Anyway, yes, I'm going to have to find a fancy cheese place. I think there's like a Whole Foods or something like that. I know that there's a store near me that does have like this massive cheese section with like hundreds of cheeses. But last time I went there, I was super intimidated by all the choices. I just went for like a safe goat cheese, and I made some nice red onion goat cheese tartlets. But yeah, now I feel a bit more knowledgeable. Maybe I'll take a wander down there at some point. Maybe I'll do a fancy little cheese board for myself at Christmas. With my fried halloumi. Mm-hmm. I actually read that there was a study that, there's been a few studies. I think one of them was basically saying that 5 minutes before bedtime, you should, you know, write a journal entry or something, you know, just like focus about what you've done for the day, kind of, you know, just get your thoughts out. And apparently it helps you fall asleep quicker. And then another study came out after that one. I think it kind of like branched off from that one. Essentially saying that, you know, in the test group that they'd done, which, you know, wasn't a huge sample size, I think it was like 60 participants, they're saying that the people who'd done a to-do list fell asleep faster on average than the people who'd done the journaling. So, I don't know. Maybe me doing this to-do list will cause us both to fall fast to sleep quicker. I don't know. I mean, I'm still awake. You could be asleep, for all I know. You could also be sitting there with a rumbling tummy now, thanks to me. Or an anxiety complex about to-do lists and Christmas and stuff like that. Sorry. I think the pain's dropped down to I think we're at a 3 now. It's not as intense as it was when I first started talking. I don't know how long I've been talking for. My bed feels super comfortable right now. And I hope you're comfortable too, with a nice soft pillow, comfortable blanket or sheets. Just cozy, soft and comforting. I have a, it's going to sound really sad, but I actually have a big plushie that I like to cuddle recently in bed. It's just really comfortable to cuddle it, to be honest with you. It helps my lower back. Because I kind of switch between sleeping on my stomach and sleeping on my side. So when I sleep on my side, sometimes it hurts my lower back. But cuddling the plushie, I don't know. It just, I guess it puts my arms and legs in a position where it doesn't put strain on my lower back. I guess that's why people do those, you know, those body pillows. The anime ones and the non-anime ones. So I don't know. It's quite comfortable. And it's really soft and cozy anyway. Who doesn't enjoy cuddling up to something in bed? So yeah, if you don't have something to cuddle, oh, maybe, you know, if it sounds appealing to you, yeah, maybe look into getting a body pillow, you know. You don't have to, you know, whenever I say body pillow, for most people, myself included, it kind of conjures up the, you know, the images of like the soft core hentai pillows, you know. But no, but body pillows are just great, especially, I know that like pregnant women especially use body pillows. So you can find them, you know, long, it's just a long rectangular pillow. You can find them usually at your, you know, local like big like department store. I don't know what you'd call it. Like a Bed Bath and Beyond or something, I don't know. I have another one. It's actually downstairs on my sofa. It's a really long grey fuzzy one. And that one's quite nice to cuddle. But my dog has kind of commandeered it recently, so it's just me and the plushie now. But yeah. I would definitely recommend body pillows if you like, you know, if you fancy cuddling something. Especially if you have lower back pain like I did. And you're a side sleeper. I had good experiences with it anyway. So that's what I'm cuddling right now because I'm laying on my side. I think pretty soon I'm gonna stop talking, shift my phone, and see if I can nod off. Okay. Let me shift in bed so I can get more comfy. Hopefully I can fall asleep now. Good night, my friend. Sleep tight.